a year to write this. So it is an entire novel, and I will only be reading an excerpt. Just to give you some context, a group of teenage friends go out to a cabin for the weekend. One of them brings a friend who she was a pen pal with, and they decide, since she's the new girl, they're going to make her do initiations. And bad things happen, she falls down this cliff. And as two of the girls drive through the rain to get help because the power has gone out, murder ensues. So here you go, chapter 15. She wrapped the warm green towel around her body, the soft ruffles brushing against her skin. She pulled her worn out straight hair up into a clip as she reached for her shampoo bottle, taking a quick look at the small window of her room into the bleak, shadowy darkness of night. She blew out her candle and walked out of the room. The hallway was dark, lit only by the mirrored glow of a few burning candles below her in the living room. Hurrying barefoot to the washroom down the hall, she glanced around nervously, fearing the shadows and the possibilities lurking within them. Pushing the door open, she was greeted with a shock of cold air, as if the contents of a frigid winter night enclosed in a small tiled room. That sentence doesn't really finish. The girl wrapped her towel around her tighter, shivering in the cold, as she lit the two candles on the sink countertop. The flickering balls of fire cast light around the room, allowing the girl to see the open window. Her breath gathered in smoke before her as she hurried to lock the cool night air out. As she stared out the now closed window into the night, she worried of her three friends out in the woods, and of the one whom the cold would not be a problem for. She turned away from the window and went to the shower. The girl turned on the water and sat down on the edge of the tub as she waited for the water to warm. Sitting there, absorbed in her thoughts, she listened to the water flow powerfully against the sides of the tub. As steam began to gather, the girl arose from her seat and unwrapped her towel. She placed it gently over the edge of the shower door and climbed over the edge of the tub into the warm spray of the water. Apparently, I thought I had to describe every single part of this. Okay. Behind the shower door, there was almost complete darkness. The light from the two burning candles could not penetrate through the blurred glass of the door. She stood beneath the downpour of steaming hot water, letting the drops run down freely across her face. Tears joined as a problem surrounding the girl overwhelmed her. She stood beneath the shower, embracing herself in a cloud of steam in the darkness of the night. Suddenly, the candles flickered softly as the washroom door opened. The soft squeak of the old hinges was drowned out by the sound of the shower. A figure walked quietly into the small room, instantly enveloped in steam, as she shut the door softly behind her. Hidden in steam and darkness, she approached the shower doors. Her feet glided across the wet floor. The girl within the shower continued to cry, her tears running into the drops of water from overhead. She let her arms fall to her side as she slowly fell to her knees at the bottom of the tub. The figure opened the shower door slightly, as to not disturb the girl. During the flowing water, she reached her arm toward the hot knob. Around her knees, the figure turned the knob until it would go no further. Smiling to herself, she closed the door back and waited. The figure backed away from the doors and leaned against the counter, smiling gleefully in the darkness as she waited. The girl's tears lingered on her face as she looked up into the furious downpour of water. She blinked her eyes and stood up. There was something wrong. The water steadily poured down on her, the steam continuing to rise rapidly. It began to get hot, and hotter, and hotter, and hotter, and hotter. She began to panic. The pure heat poured down from her body. As her skin began to burn, she reached for the knobs and turned them frantically, but they would not budge. Hotter, and hotter, and hotter. The water gathering at the bottom of the tub started to boil. Heat and pain. The girl began to scream as her skin began to boil. She caught her hands in the shower doors, but they would not move. She screamed in agony as she pulled hysterically the handle. The pain overwhelmed her. Heat and pain. The figure stared at her through the glass doors, the corners of her mouth rising to a smile. The girl slowly stopped screaming, let her arms fall to her side, then she collapsed into the heat. Pure heat. As her skin became red and boiled and the life seeped out of her body, the figure reached into the shower slowly and turned off the knobs. Away, a tiny splash hit her arm. Cursing, she pulled out her knife and stabbed the girl in the side furiously. As the blood joined the water, the girl washed her knife off in the sink. Before leaving, she turned back. That hurt, you slut.